I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dancing on my own. Now that's done. It's done. It's time to move on to another song. And we have just the car crashes, the truck crashes. Dancing on my own is on the side of the road. And it's done. All right. It's time to come up with a new song for the Phillies. I hope they do that next year. And I like the song, too. I thought it was kind of cool for a while, but it's over. They've lost 2 years with it, and it's time to move on. Hey, there is a lot to talk about this morning, for sure. A lot to address. And we're still talking about the Phillies, although I know it's the Eagles play tomorrow. It's not as big a game as it was last week. Well, it's a big game, but it's not as good a team. So the Phillies really are still a topic because people are still upset. They're still blaming the manager, this and that, and what did they do? And the blame game continues. It's big, especially here in Philadelphia. Well, there's a lot of people to blame here. If you want to blame somebody, they didn't win because they don't play the game the way it needs to be played. It's that simple. They're a good team with a flawed lineup. You know, you want to just hit home runs, knock yourself out. But when the pitching gets better, you better mix it up with base hits. The Texas Rangers had hits. Arizona had hits. They had home runs. Hits to knock in runs. Move guys around the bases. Play the game the way it should be played. And the Phillies don't do that. And that if the Phillies are going to win a World Series, and I think the next 2 years, they really have a good chance to do that. And I think they're, I would think, the best chance in the next 2 years. But they've got to change the lineup. They've got a few things to do. But what I will ask you today, because there's so many people that want to blame certain people. And the manager didn't pinch hit for Rojas early in the game. I mean, let's stop. What about the eight guys in front of him? What did the eight guys in front of him do? You know, you can go right down the list from Schwarbs to Turner to Harper to Bohm, who had a home run, but that's it. I mean, Castellanos, 0 for his last 23. Turner, 0 for his last 18. I mean, there's other people to blame. And this was a team effort in a loss. And people that want to blame the manager are idiots. All right, it's always easy to blame the manager because there's always decisions in a game. Actually, Dave Dombrowski talked about that a little bit. He was sitting with four managers one time at the winter meetings. And what would you do in this situation? And each one of those managers had a different thing that they would do in that situation. But the game's changed. I understand that. Because Dave Dombrowski, hey, well, you know, nobody bunts anymore. Really? Oh, that's terrible. It's terrible to move runners over. Well, it's terrible with the Phillies because when there's men in scoring position, the other team has the Phillies right where they want them. They want guys in scoring position because then the Phillies don't hit. But who do you blame? If there's anybody specifically, but the last person that I would blame would be the manager. He would be the last person that I blame. The manager doesn't go out and play for them. It's like people, and remember the first year that Nick Sirianni was here, all these nitwits and morons and dopes, whether people that called in or the host on the air, oh, you got to get rid of Nick Sirianni. Oh, you got to get rid of this coach. You got to get rid of this coordinator. And they ended up making a Super Bowl. But then they still blame the coaches. They never blame the players. It's always the coaches. It was Jonathan Gannon. They lost the Super Bowl. How about the players that, the special teams, the coverage where they lost sight of a man in motion, all these different things. But it's always, to the fans, it's the easiest thing to do is to blame a coach or a manager. That's not the way it works, all right? So we'll talk about that. And they need to change the way they play the game. I am so sick and tired of players swinging, just swinging out the rear ends to try to hit a home run. And Bryce Harper has done a really good job for the Phillies. But when he was on with two men on, man on second, he tried to be a hero again and hit a three-run homer, which was a fly ball. Oh, he just missed it. Well, that's what baseball is. The barrel of bat's only so big. The baseball's only so big. You're not just going to hit a home run because you want to and you swing for a home run. He's good enough, and a lot of players in that lineup are good enough, to just make contact. A base hit would have scored a run. Who knows, if it was in the gap, could have scored two runs. But if you score one, it puts more pressure on Arizona, and it's a one-run game rather than a two-run game. That was the wrong approach to that at bat. I hate to break the news to people. Oh, he almost hit a home run. Yeah, he was 30 feet, 40 feet away. Oh, that's not almost to me. He didn't even get to the warning track. All right, so we can talk about that this morning. We obviously are going to talk about the Eagles and all this drama. Oh, my gosh, I wanted to talk about a car crash. When I started listening to WIP, oh, what about Jalen Hurts' knee? Oh, I'm worried about his knee. From Monday on, he was playing this week. There was no question in my mind, and I think I said that when I was on Tuesday afternoon with Gilio. He's playing. Will you guys get over this? Oh, knee injury. And he wore a brace. Well, I come to find out he didn't wear a brace. What he wore was a sleeve. A sleeve is not a brace. All right? It's dramatic. Oh, he wore a brace. Will you stop already? Stop with this drama when he runs too much. He obviously didn't have a problem, and it was the wrong play call at the time with the defense Miami had, and that's really what happened on that when he tried to run that quarterback draw at third and goal from the 8. Did you see him have any problem calling the run for himself? He could have checked in or checked out of a play, whatever he did on that. He had no problem with that. Everybody on that football team has some kind of nick or bruise or they hurt because it's football. And it happens to every team, and almost every player on that team has something. Landon Dickerson looks like he's ready to get his legs amputated when he walks off the field sometimes. But he gets back out there. He's a tough guy, too. Jason Kelce, you think he's feels 100% all the time? Absolutely not. It's just what the game is. So we can stop with this drama. Oh, Jalen hurts his knee. He's fine, okay? He is fine. Now, can he get hurt? Yeah, just like any quarterback can get hurt. 60% of the injuries of quarterbacks are in the pocket. 60%. So, running the football is not where the injuries occur. Most of the time, it's in the pocket. So let's get over all this nonsense. The Eagles are a team that can mix it up. Yeah, they'll have the run, but they shouldn't be run-based. And they shouldn't run the ball more. And you straighten. Seth Joyner played 13 years of Tulsa, played 13 years of NFL football. Hey, you know, I'm happy for you. All right? You made a lot of money. I'm really happy for you. But, big guy, your approach is ridiculous in today's game. You played, what, 35 years ago? Come on. The game's changed. The game has changed. And if that's being disrespectful, as Seth Joyner says, I'm being disrespectful. No, I have an opinion. He has an opinion. I have an opinion. He's going to bring a whiteboard in. I don't care about your schemes, your schematics, your drawing up a play. I don't give a damn. That's not what we talk about on the radio. And he said, well, I didn't play football. Well, you haven't been a broadcaster. You know, well, you just started. I mean, so I'm a broadcaster. You were a football player. I have an opinion, and that's what we do on the radio. So stop with all this nonsense. Howie Roseman didn't play football. He's done a good job. Done a great job, right? Everybody thinks he's done a great job. So this is just total BS. And Seth Joyner has got to learn to stay in his lane, okay? But we'll talk about the Eagles today. Whether you think it's going to be a tough game or not, it's just, yeah, I mean, Washington can play, I'll say, decent defense. And decent is probably pretty good. So we'll see. And Blankenship's back. They made a nice trade. Howie made a nice trade for a safety. So defensively, they should be pretty good. So we'll talk about the Eagles as well. Mark Lawrence will join us as he does at 9:40 to talk about the football games this weekend. So we'll do that as we do on football Saturdays. And I'm going to go to the phones before I take care of some business here. But I'm going to propose a trade, which I think people will say, what are you talking about? Because we don't care about this. Well, let's put it this way. I could care less about the Sixers right now. Oh, they played a close game. Yeah. You're the guy that was voted the MVP that wasn't the MVP, Joel Embiid, had 7 turnovers. He is a turnover machine. My gosh, he's brutal. 7-2, but hey, 7-2, he got 7 rebounds. Yeah, and, hey, congratulations. But all right, our question today, to try to win that $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, and it's what a great place to watch games. Great place. I'm sure people, matter of fact, I know people were there watching the Phillies playoff games, watching football games. The food is terrific. The place is great. It's great. It's a great feel when you're in there watching a game. McGurk's located, one in Horsham, as I've told you. It's near the golf club I belong to, Commonwealth. So I've been there numerous times. Lionville and Fort Washington. All right, here is the question. And it's based on, obviously, this game. It's pretty simple. The most crushing moment in Philadelphia sports. The most crushing moment in Philadelphia sports. All right, so that will be our question for the day. Oh, let me give you the numbers. I'm sorry I'm not the morning show and give it 1,753 times before the first break. I'll give it once each segment. But you already know the number. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Ron. You're on WIP.
Howard.
That's me. That's my
name. Laying down the law on Joyner. I love it.
Well, you got to lay down
You're
the law.
Too much, King. You're too much. I love it.
That's all right. You know what? If he wants to kick my ass, here I am.
Listen, man.
I'm still a broadcaster, and he's a former football player. Just remember.
I know what both of yous are. Christ, I've been around longer than both of yous.
Okay.
Anyway, so look, this Phillies thing, this, you hit it. You touched on it anyway. This was a collaborative collapse, okay? It wasn't one thing. It was really, one, it boiled down to one thing, and that's Kimbrel. To me, it was Kimbrel, you know, but I'm going to start with the GM, okay? The GM is also watching these games, and he sees his manager keeps going to the Kimbrel well, okay? And the Kimbrel drops a big one, okay? And then he doubles down with the next game and does, yo, I'm calling down his dugout, or I'm meeting with him, and I'm telling him,
no, stop. You can't, well, the general, no. The general manager hired the manager to manage the game, all right?
Okay.
The general manager, they can talk about it, but here's the reality. There's invitations already going out for Craig Kimbrel's retirement party, all right? So we've seen the last of him, thank goodness. And if the Phillies were in the World Series, he would have been on the playoff roster, which would have been a joke because you would have never used him. But they didn't have enough pitchers in the bullpen. So that's one area that they're going to have to fix. But the general manager cannot tell the manager how to manage. They can talk about things. Why did you do that?
It happens all the time, Howard. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
There's nobody else. There was not enough pitchers in the bullpen.
No, we have too much junk in the pen. That's the problem.
Okay, so then don't blame the manager.
And we don't have a third, and we don't have a solid third, and we certainly don't have a fourth starter.
Okay.
So there's a multitude.
Well, wait a minute. Taiwan Walker. You do have a third starter. You have Wheeler, Nola, and Suarez.
Suarez is a coin flip, dude. He's a coin flip
right
now.
He's not a
coin flip.
He's actually pitched. He's your third starter.
And give you a solid six. Okay.
They all give you six. There's nobody. I mean, Wheeler will give you seven once in a while. They don't let him. Well, yep, but they don't let him. They don't let him. All right, enough of this. All right, you made your point.
Well,
it wasn't all good ones, but...
Wait a minute. Let me finish here. Come on.
Hurry up. I got things to do here.
The lineup choked. It's that simple.
The lineup is flawed. They've got to stop being a home run hitting team. They can hit home runs. That's great. But they got to learn how to play. They don't have to learn. They know how the game should be played. You got to use your speed. You got to steal bases. You got to go first to third. You got to make contact. It's not always about home runs. A lot of times hitters hit home runs, they're just trying to make contact. All right. Enough of that. All right. Do you have an answer to the question to try to win the $100 gift?
I'll tell you what. That's a good question, but there's so many answers. I'm going to just say.
Well, you only got one.
The most crushing, the 90, Mitch Williams throwing to Carter.
That's a home run, I guess. You know, you actually said something sensible. That's actually a good
one. Come on, Howard.
All right.
Did I win a meatball? Did I finally win a meatball?
You don't win it. We won't know until the end of the show because that question goes throughout the show. Let's go to Rick. Rick, you're on WI.
Howard, I couldn't agree with you more. I've been saying this the whole postseason. This team spent close to $1 billion. For Turner, Harper, Schwarber, Castellanos, and Realmuto out of the catching spot to hit home runs. Unfortunately, if this team did not hit 2 to 3 home runs, you look at every postseason game, 80% of their wins was when they hit more than 2 home runs. That is the problem. You even said it earlier in the year, and I agreed with you earlier in the year. If this team does not hit home runs, which is what baseball wants to see now, launch angles, exit velocity. I don't see how this team is going to be changing any much in the next couple years with those players. What's going to change? If this team doesn't hit more than 2 home runs, they typically don't win. I agree with you. It wasn't Rojas. It wasn't Thompson. It wasn't Kimbrel. If they hit 2 to 3 home runs, they'd be in the World Series now.
But they've got to drive in runs with men on base.
Of course they do. I agree with you, but they don't.
Well, then that's got to change. That's why the lineup has to change. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to wear out Rob Thompson. Until that lineup changes, I'm going to wear him out.
I couldn't agree with you more. I would almost try to lead off Turner again or even have Stott,
Turner, Harper. All right, and then after that,
Schwarber
can pull him out of a hat.
Then.
No. I'm hitting Boehm fourth, Schwarber fifth.
If you think
all right, because
Boehm
they want left, right, left. So you go Boehm fourth and Schwarber fifth.
Any combination of that, but Stott and Turner have to set the tables for Harper.
Correct, and you got to have speed at the top of the order, which gives the pitcher. He's going to have throw more fastballs because you got speed on the bases.
No doubt.
So they're still going to see fastballs. All this nonsense.
We're on the same page. You want to give you my crushing moment?
Yes.
2002, Rondé Barber's pick six against the Eagles in the playoffs at home when everybody thought they were going all the way, and Tampa Bay with Gruden ends up winning it all.
Yep. That is a good one, too. So I appreciate
Howard. Keep up the great work. You're incredible, and your points are spot on.
You're 100% correct.
Yeah, I couldn't. And you know what? Why do people still? And I could be wrong. I don't know what your opinion is. I don't know why people continue to go to that Toronto World Series. I never thought they really had a shot to win that World Series going back to Toronto for two games. And we always hear about that. I don't get
it. Well, you didn't think Arizona had a shot either, did you?
Well, no, but I thought Toronto had a better shot at beating the Phillies.
Yeah.
You could see the Phillies were crumbling.
Wait.
And last thing, Howard. These guys get paid so much money. The money's in the bank. What pressure was Dombrowski talking about? What pressure do they have? You already have the money in the bank. Hit the ball.
Well, there is pressure. I mean, it's a team.
It's different.
It's played by a team, but it's individuals that carry it out.
Keep up the great work. I know you have a lot of callers. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. I'm Howard Eskin. Oh, by the way, I should tell people that we have a new location here at the Borgata, and we are at the Borgata, which is such a fabulous place. I always enjoy coming here on Fridays and enjoy just everything that the Borgata has to offer on Fridays when I come down here to get ready for the show on Saturday. But we're doing the show from the sports book, which is beautiful. It's great. People can come in here, eat, drink, do whatever. Obviously, you watch the games. TV's all over the place. You bet the games. You do whatever you want. But we're broadcasting live on Saturdays now from the sports book here at Borgata. I guess it's called BetMGM. Whatever it is, it's still a great sports book. And that's where we're broadcasting from on Saturday mornings. All right. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll get back to the phones. I'm going to roll out. We'll take some more calls. I'm going to roll out a trade. It's room for thought. Let's put it that way. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:22. And if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business, and you're looking for a point-of-sale system that can truly make a difference, call PDQ Signature Systems. I've talked about it for a while. You know about it. People have gotten in touch and are now using PDQ, and they're better off. PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. They offer everything: mobile POS, self-serve kiosks, loyalty and delivery management, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, and money. So you can focus on what really matters, your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn, terrific guy, brilliant company, and he's obviously a big part of it along with his team, will create a custom care plan to fit your individual business needs. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and go all in with PDQ Signature System. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today. PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's no satisfaction this morning. Am I on? Why don't I hear myself in the I didn't hear myself in the headphones, which is, yeah, I expect it sometimes at the football game because then I'm on the sidelines, but whatever. We can't get enough it's satisfaction in this town, regardless of whether teams win or not. All right, let's go back to the phones. I mean, the Phillies are still on the top of people's minds, but the Eagles are playing a football game tomorrow. They're a big favorite, a touchdown in many places. I don't know that it's going to be that easy. And Washington stinks, but their defense is better than decent. Let's go to Ron over in South Jersey. What's happening, Ron?
Hey, Howard. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, on your Phillies point, I generally agree that the home run is not the answer. I don't blame, let's say, Bryce Harper as much, only because unlike, let's say, Trey Turner and Castellanos, doesn't have a bad plate approach. He doesn't swing at bad pitches. But those two guys, that was the most frustrating thing to me, to watch him swing at first pitch outside the strike zone, and that strikeout outside the strike zone. It was really, really frustrating to watch.
Yeah, but sometimes your approach has to be just make contact. There's a man on second.
I understand it. Yeah.
And, when he had two men on base, and I understand, I mean, he did it last year, and it was, a great moment. Great moment. But sometimes, you got to approach things a little bit differently. And just get a base hit. Make it a one-run game. And if you hit it in the gap, it might be a tie game. I just didn't like he does have he really covers the plate. He doesn't swing at bad pitches for the most part, and I get it. But sometimes your approach has to be a little bit different, especially that's the way that team plays. That's the way the Phillies should play once in a while.
I can't disagree, but I don't like to, let's say, boil losses down to, let's say, one play.
No, and I'm not boiling it down to one play. There's multiple plays for the Phillies, multiple plays.
Right, that's why I'm saying that more frustrating to me are those other two guys who, for some reason, after game two, they just reverted to, their slumping selves that we saw, over the past few seasons with Nick and the past season with Trey Turner. They just – all of a sudden, like a switch went off, and they were just
it wasn't a switch. It was pitching got better. When you go deeper into the playoffs, hey, listen, they can be a softball team and bang around home runs all season, but in the playoffs, those softball teams got to go home. Just drink the beer, watch the game, and that's the end of it. But you can't be that team. You can't be so one-dimensional. You get into the playoffs, and Texas can hit home runs, but they also get base hits. There was two big hits in the gap last night. I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to make contact. It's just their approach to the way they hit. And I think if you change the lineup, you might change the approach a little bit. I'm telling you, I'm not letting up on this change in the lineup. You can give me Schwarber. Oh, we had a better record with Schwarber's leadoff. That's just circumstance. That happened because it happened, not because Schwarber was leading off.
I think you need to change some personnel, too, not just the lineup.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. What personnel do you change? Who do you change?
Trey Turner, you can't do anything about. You got a long-term deal with him.
He's going to hit better next year. But, okay, you can't trade. Your infield is set. And Harper, by the way, is playing first base. All this nonsense outfield first base.
And under those circumstances, like having to change the line, change personnel, I don't see how Reese fits in.
But, no, and I feel bad for him, too. But, you know, you have too many DHs. Schwarber's got to be your DH. You got to keep your defense better. And Reese wouldn't be an everyday player if he can't. It just, and I feel bad for him, but he's not going to sign a 1-year contract, not with that agent. There's no way he's signing a 1-year contract.
I think you get what you can for Castellanos. I don't know what that would be, but you got to find. I mean, if I could clone Bryson Stott and put one more of Bryson Stott in the lineup, I think it goes a long way.
Well, they will look at. There's something that's got to change in the lineup. It's too easy to say Rojas. And they have some good young players, and who knows what will happen next year and who will be in center field. But we'll see. But I agree, they have to do something with the lineup, and they have to change the batting order and maybe change a player in that lineup. All right, Ron, our question today for the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, pretty simple. Most crushing moment in Philadelphia sports.
For me, it was when Ryan Howard went down with the ACL in the playoffs, and his career was over.
Yeah, it wasn't the same. That was the end. That was the last out, too. Was that the last out of that game?
Yeah, it was the last out, and he just fell down on the first baseline. It was really – I was there, and it was really sad. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. I'm going to – there's some things that that Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson said the other day, want to address. And there's different ways to look at it, but we'll hear some of their comments as well. Richard, you're on WIP. Want to talk a little Jalen Hurts to you?
Yeah, Howard, you're the king, and
yes,
don't let Seth Joyner bother you.
Seth who?
I'm sorry, the guy who wanted that debate with you.
Oh, yeah.
Who is that?
Knock yourself out.
You're the king. Just forget about it. I want to give you the crushing moment before I forget about it. Then we'll get into Jeff Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is his name, by the way.
Jalen Hurts. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous today.
That's all right. Don't be nervous. If you're scared, get a dog. All right. Let's go.
All right. Buffalo Bills. Play the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I said Philadelphia sports.
No, I know, but I'm giving you my crushing moment.
The crushing moment in Philadelphia sports.
Shit, I can't give you that.
Okay, well, you can't say that either. All right, it's just enough of that. Oh, my gosh. Boy. He wasn't in left field. He was out in Uranus. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, as far as Phillies, I pretty much, with the Marlins coming in, just counting them out, to be honest with you. And what you got to go upstairs to Dombrowski and Middleton to change things. Where the teams ran, obviously, over the years.
No, not the way the teams run. It's Dombrowski deals with personnel. He oversees it. If he feels the manager's not good enough, and I think that's the wrong way to go, you make a change. If you feel the people that you have in place aren't doing a good enough job, you make a change. When the Phillies changed a couple of coaches, you know, they did it for a reason. They didn't do it, but, it's just, they did a great job. I love that. They did a great job. They did a great job. Just keep them around. But whatever the case may be, they're insignificant to the public because they don't know about those guys a lot. But, you know, you got to let the people that you hire make the decisions. And that's what Rob Thompson does. And if you don't think it's good enough, then you make a change. It wasn't his fault. I'm so tired of hearing Rob Thompson's fault.
No, it wasn't ever. He's a great man. He's a good manager.
He's a good manager.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he gets the championship, then we'll go there.
Okay.
As far as the Eagles,
yeah,
they better watch themselves. They got beat by the Jets. You know, I'm not really. They got the win, but where they're going this year is questionable at this point right now. As far as the most notable or whatever you said about the in Philadelphia sports history, Miracle of the Meadowlands, I'm going with.
That wasn't a crushing moment.
It was, wasn't it? Don't you think it was? Remember they kept replaying it?
Wait a minute. It didn't crush Philadelphia fans. This is a negative thought, a crushing moment, not a happy moment. That's a happy moment.
No, what I was saying, not about the happy moment, about whether when they, about the rewinds they were playing, whether everything was legit or not.
What are you talking about? It certainly was legit.
Yeah, but when they kept going back and watching the replay to see if everything was in order.
Everybody watches. They all watch replays after plays. It's just they won the game. The Miracle in the Meadowlands, they won the game.
And the most questionable, hiring Rich Kerrtight.
Okay. Right. Oh, boy. This question's not that hard. And it's really a great prize, the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, where you'll get great food and you'll be able to watch games and just really have fun and enjoy yourself. It's not that hard. It really is not that hard. There's a lot of moments. But, all right, 215-592-9494. We're going to hear from Dave Dombrowski and also Rob Thompson coming up. And a trade that I think I would make. And you're gonna roll your eyes, but we'll do that when we come back. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata in the Sportsbook. Great place. It's actually a fun place that, you know, you got all the games flashing across here, the odds up on the boards here. It's really kind of cool. All right. The time now is 8:39, and here's what's happening at Borgata. So many things happening. I've told you, it's a terrific, terrific place. Don't miss out on all the action at Borgata's Poker Room. It was full last night. We're great cards. Actually, they got a blackjack tournament starting tonight. Big-time blackjack tournament. But they got a lot of great things going on. High hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting. You're only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants. They're terrific. Exciting bars. Sensational. Live music. Big-name entertainment. And a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. Sebastian, whatever his name is coming. I know what his name is, but just having a little fun. He's here shortly. The sports book is great. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Send that to Craig Kimbrell. Hopefully he's a traveling man. And you'd have to be a stone-cold idiot to think that he's going to be back with this team next year. As it is, he stole $10 million this year. I don't care how many saves he had. That would, well, 2- and 3-run lead saves. Stop with Craig Kimbrell. But he won't be here next year. So after we get through this next call, I'm going to give you my proposed trade. It's not a proposed trade. It's would you do it? I don't know that I would propose it or not. All right, Chuck, the hourglass is working. What's up?
Yo, Howard, what's going on? Hey, listen, Howard, I'm chilling, man. I'm sitting on my front porch smoking me a cigar, drinking me some coffee. So what's going on?
Yeah, you know, man? Cigars, be careful, because I had a friend that got throat cancer, and, you know, unfortunately, may he rest in peace, passed away. Cigars, I know people enjoy them. I don't know why, but... and that's your choice, but be careful, all right?
Yeah,
we don't want you to leave, Chuck, because we want to kick your ass every once in a while on the air.
Well, I got to die from something, so, you know, I'm going to die.
No, you don't want to. You don't want to live a long life. You want to live a long life.
Well, yeah, hear me out, man. Yeah, you got it. Don't be no chicken ass, Howard. You know, you Howard Eskin.
Correct.
Okay, I need for you to take this challenge up with Chef. You need me to escort you? You know,
Seth who? Seth who?
Seth Joyner.
Who is he?
Yeah, you know who he is.
Is that a guy that did he play football like 35 years ago?
Yeah. He was a hell of an Eagles linebacker, but listen, he's a human being, Howard. He's not a robot. He's not an alien.
Here's the deal. You know, Chuck, you know as well as anybody that on the air, we all have opinions. That's what we do when we do talk radio. And I've done radio, I've done TV, I've done multiple types of broadcasting. I understand what we do. We don't get whiteboards in a studio and diagram plays. That's not what we do on radio. He was a football player. Stay in your lane, big guy, all right? I'm a broadcaster, all right?
Yeah, I think you'll do good in a debate, though, and it'd be entertaining radio. So if you need me to escort you to the studio and face Seth,
that's all right. He better bring a bunch of guys if he wants to kick my ass.
Hey, listen, we win tomorrow, okay? We win tomorrow. The Birds, and it's not even going to be close.
You know, yeah. I worry about these when the Eagles lay points on the road. I'm not big on that, and they've covered a lot of those games when they've laid points on the road, but I there's something about it. And the Redskins stink. They stink.
I think the world is Sean DeSoto. I really do. I think
I wouldn't play the game. My money's too valuable to play that game.
Well, it's not going to be close. It's not even going to be close. It's going to be a laugher. Yeah. I'm telling you. But I just want to say, I think the world is Sean Desai, and I think he's a hell of a coordinator. I really do. And I like Brian Johnson too, but I think Sean Desai, man.
Just remember, players play the game. Players play the game.
Yeah, but the coach is an idiot. So I mean, you know, he doesn't help. You know, the players do play the game. They ultimately do decide what happens in the game, but the coach can help you win too and fit his players.
It all works together.
The coach is an idiot. We have an idiot as a head coach, but the defensive coordinator is a.
What did you just say? Did you think Nick Sirianni's an idiot?
Yeah, I do. I think he's an extreme idiot. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
He's an idiot.
He's aggressive. He's creative. He's got the players' respect.
No, he's not. He sits there and he dials up plays with his brother and his father throughout the week.
He comes up with stuff like a push.
What are you going to do when that's
Chuck,
come up with
Chuck.
Another Pop Warner play?
Back up, big guy.
Sirianni is an idiot. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is.
You know what, Chuck? That comment is asinine and idiotic and stupid.
No, it's not. No, it ain't. Okay. It's not. He hasn't. Okay. He hasn't proved.
They got to the Super Bowl last year. So
he doesn't call plays.
Okay, they scored 35 points last year in the Super Bowl.
Shane Steichen. Thank Shane Steichen and the players for that.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Shane
he had nothing
Steichen.
To do with that.
Oh,
Shane Steichen was calling those
all
plays,
right, Chuck,
man.
Do you want to take a shot at this crushing moment, Chuck?
Well, I do like – well, listen, I want to say Sean Desai is a gem. And that
I'm telling you.
All
right, I got to move on. All right.
The best defensive coordinator is Jim Johnson. But go ahead.
Okay.
What's going on? What's going on, Howard?
Okay. The question I had for the McGurk's gift certificate.
Yeah, I like McGurk's, too.
Good.
Yeah, good.
The most crushing moment in Philly sports.
Oh, man.
Well,
the most crushing moment in Philly sports.
Okay, Chuck, if you have to think about it now, I got to move on.
No, I got one.
Go ahead.
When the Sixers lost to the Lakers in 2001.
Okay, Sixers lost to the Lakers. But, yeah, that was a series. Okay. All right, Chuck, you're in the mix there, genius. Let's go. Let's go to Lamont. Lamont, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I was in Philadelphia about a week and a half ago after the Phillies beat the Braves, and I was in Lids at the gallery. And I told the young lady, I think I better get their hat instead of the jersey. I want to save her money because I believe this Philly team will disappoint me. And I was right. I bought their hat instead of the jersey, which is more expensive. So I saved some money there. You're right. The team has flaws. Getting to that, baseball and hockey versus football and basketball is a vastly different. In football and basketball, you're not going to see most of the time a 9 or 17 in the Super Bowl. You're not going to see in basketball. You're not going to see a 42 win team.
Wait a minute, Miami got to the finals last year, so that dispels what you just said.
Yeah, but how many wins they didn't win like 42 games, 43. I think
they didn't have. I don't think they had 50.
Yeah, but for the most part,
I just dispelled what you just said. All right.
Yeah, but that's
else?
Only maybe one team.
It happens because it's a different type of sport. I'm not comparing apples and oranges. Whatever.
Yeah.
But baseball season's too long. They're all too long. No, but
yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get to the Eagles. The Eagles, after two, if they win this week and next week, you know, they're going to have the same exact record they had last year this time. I know that's a big if because they lost.
And then the schedule gets crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And a big difference, I think, this year versus last year's team is that the defense is a little bit better, but the offense is struggling and hurts turnovers. Are you concerned about those two things?
Yeah, he's got to cut down on the turnovers, for sure. Absolutely. Hey, man, I appreciate the call. Thank you. All right. Before we take another call, now, you know, I'm going to take another call, and then I'm going to roll this thought out. Joe's in South Philly. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Another day in paradise, Joe. I've never had a bad day in my life.
I think I've got a worse loss for you, but I'll save that. But the one guy was talking about it, I guess the plan for the Phillies is to, because really what else could you do? I guess the plan is to just run it back with this lineup, this exact lineup, and all the coaches.
No.
And I don't think you can do that, but I don't know what else you do.
Change is important in the pursuit of success.
No, I agree, which is why I don't think you can run it. I don't think you can bring back this exact lineup because they don't play winning baseball in short term urgent stretches. They don't do that. They rely on home runs, and you can't do that.
Deeper into the playoffs, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You gotta play the game. The game was a great game for 100 years. You know, computers screwed it up. And too many people pay attention to that nonsense. It's not a softball league. It's you got to move guys around the bases. You got to steal bases. You got to use speed. And the Phillies, they told us the other day, we have speed. Well, then use the damn speed. Don't crunch those guys down there and have Schwarber clog up the bases.
All I hear about Schwarber is batting average doesn't matter, RBIs don't matter. You just got to hit home runs. That's your boy Jack Fritz talking.
I could teach Jack a lot about baseball, but he's still a kid. So, you know, so we'll Well, you got to understand that. All right, Joe, most crushing moment in Philadelphia sports.
All right. I know it's like illegal to talk about the Flyers on this station. But
no, it's not. You know what? Let me just say this. And I said I really am happy with what the Flyers have done so far this season. Now, it's only the beginning of the season. They, and I said this, and I'll say it again, they will win a championship, I don't know when, in this town before the 76ers. Maybe the 76ers will move before that happens. But
and I hope you're right, because the Flyers have been the number one team for me my whole life, which is okay. Why if you think back,
yep, I want to take you
back to Game 7, 2004 versus Tampa Bay. Recchi had the puck on his stick in the dying seconds. He almost scored. They would have beat Calgary in that final, and they would have won the Stanley Cup that year. That was awful the way they lost that Game 7.
Which game was this?
Game 7, 2004 versus the Lightning. The first time the Lightning won the Cup. Before that first lockout in 2005.
Oh, okay.
You remember?
Yes. Yeah. I thought you said, and you brought up Calgary. You mean Tampa played Calgary.
Tampa played Calgary. The Flyers would have beat. Dick Flyers were so built to win that year. They had the roster top to bottom to win that year.
Well, there's other moments for the Flyers, too. But I appreciate the call. Thanks, Joe. Take care. Have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. I will leave you with this, and then we'll come back for the second hour. And this is a question. Would you trade James Harden, that loser, for Ben Simmons? Think about that. You got to think about that. Just don't pass it off like nothing. Would you trade James Harden for Ben Simmons? You know what? I'll answer the question myself when we come back. 215-592-9494. Think about that. The time now here at the Borgata at the Sportsbook is 8:56. And if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business, and you're looking for a point-of-sale system, you can truly make a difference. Call PDQ, Signature Systems. I mean, again, nothing to lose. And you got a lot to gain. PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. They offer everything. Mobile POS, self-serve kiosk, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty, and delivery management, and the best, B-E-S-T, by the way, best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they also save you time, effort, and money, so you can focus on what really matters, your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team are terrific. They will create a custom game plan for that will fit your individual business needs. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So what are you waiting for? Really, what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of companies who have already made the switch and go all in with PDQ Signature Systems. You can schedule your free demo and business consultation today. Here it is. Here's the website, pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com. No more. I love the song. It's over. It's crashed and it's out of here. It was a 20 car pileup just waiting to happen, and it did. Philly's got to come up with a new song next year. So I officially ended it this morning with a multiple car crash. Goodbye. And I like the song too. Goodbye to Dancing on My Own. I think it's important. All right. We're talking obviously a lot about the Phillies. And I'm glad nobody blamed the manager this morning. There was a kind of a touch of that, because it's not the manager's fault. players got to play. They're the ones that got to perform. You put them out there, and you got to do your job. And they didn't do their job. They have a flawed, good team, flawed lineup. Got to use your speed. You got to put speed at the top of the lineup. You got to utilize that and mix in the home runs. Don't just depend on the home runs to win. That's the way that they won. And you're not going to win when you go deeper in the playoffs like that, just being a home run hitting team. Eagles, fine. Jalen Hurts is fine. All this drama about his knee, fine. 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 Okay? Fine. Let's relax on that. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40. Our question today, to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, great place for food, watching games, terrific. I mean, terrific. Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington are their locations, so enjoy it. But the question today, pretty simple question, most crushing moment in Philadelphia sports. Now, I mentioned before the break, I know people might at first think I'm crazy. Would you trade James Harden, who's a loser? Bad trade by that fraud Daryl Morey. Terrible trade. He could have gotten Halliburton and Buddy Hield. I know that for a fact. And he decided he had this man crush on James Harden. How did that work out for you, Daryl? How did that work out for you? All right. So now, would you trade James Harden for Ben Simmons? I don't think Ben Simmons is anything more than maybe an average player. In a heartbeat, I would trade James just to get his losing ass out of town, all right? So that's my point, and I'm sticking to it. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
I would definitely make that trade in a second. Without question, but
I know.
But I'm calling to argue with you a little bit about your premise of the morning that Topper is not responsible. We're in agreement that the players play and that ultimately they failed, especially the big stars. However, there are 5 points that I think Topper came up really small on. And I'd like to make those 5 points quickly and have you comment on them.
Sure.
Okay, first point. Leaving Rojas in the game and not pinch hitting with the bases loaded. Going to Kimbrel in game 4 after game 3 when everybody knew Kimbrel was done. He refused to move Bohm out of the batting order, the 4 spot, despite the fact that Bohm was batting about 100. For the series.
And who are you moving in there?
Hold on, I got 2 more. I'll tell you in a second. I got. He stayed with Rojas over Pache probably a little bit too long.
What do you know about Pache? I love this.
Last point is that he pulled his starters consistently too early. Now, go ahead, Howard. Rip it apart, but I don't think you can.
Okay,
argue
all right. Well, let's go from the back end. That guy, what was it, Kelly, the pitcher, was pitching, was it a shutout or one run? And the manager pulled him out after, what, 6 innings? Oh, man, it's the way of the game, whether I agree with it or not. It's a way of the game. Starters, other than maybe Wheeler and very few, go more than 6 innings. So that's a bogus complaint about Rob Thompson. Okay, that's bogus. All right, the other thing that's bogus. What is Pache Mickey Mantle? I mean, you talk about Pache. What's Pache? If Pache was better, he'd play Pache. They obviously don't feel that Pache's better, and maybe he's not completely healed from his injury, and I don't know about that because he was out for, what, 5 weeks or whatever it was. So let's throw that out the window. That's bogus. All right, and
okay.
So when you pinch hit Rojas, what about the other guys in the lineup? What about 0 for 23 Castellanos? What about 0 for 18 Trey Turner? What about
–
and you're going to move – wait a minute. Stop. You're going to move Bohm out of the 4 spot. Who are you going to put in there?
JT. And I'll argue with you that JT –
now he's an all-star.
Just listen. Just listen for a moment.
Okay.
JT's 20 at-bats in the series and heading up to the series – he was heading at close to a 300 clip.
Boehm was sitting at a 100 clip. You can do the math. I know you're capable of it, Howard.
Okay.
Which is more likely to get you a hit?
What did Realmuto do? What did Realmuto do in the last series?
I just told you what he did in his last 20 at bats. He was a hotter batter.
Okay, what did he do?
And he should have been in the four spot.
What did he do?
And you can't deny that.
What did he do? You're talking about one spot in the lineup. What about Trey Turner getting on? What about Schwarber getting base?
What about Kimbrel?
What about Kimbrel?
You want to defend him going to Kimbrel in the fourth game?
Okay. Who else? It's a two-run lead. Who are you bringing in?
Hoffman. Hoffman is who I'm bringing in.
I think he was saving Hoffman.
Okay, listen.
They don't have enough people in the bullpen. They don't have enough people. They've got to get more pitchers in the bullpen. They don't have enough. Kimbrel sucks. I agree that Kimbrel. What's that?
You're too stuck in your ways, and you're not willing to make little tweaks, not major.
Hey, Kimbrel was a mistake, but there was nobody else. Kimbrel was.
Kimbrel, no. You need to look at it.
You know what cost in the series? These home run swinging idiots that just swing for the home run. That's what cost in the series. Not putting balls in play. Not getting base hits. Not moving runners around the bases. That's what lost them the game.
And to ignore, blatantly ignore and challenge the fans to come up with the reasons why Topper.
I did, and Kimbrel.
Kimbrel
was a mistake. So you're going to tell me that's the whole series, Kimbrel. That's the whole series.
Howard, I'm telling you that those 5 points cannot be argued.
Yeah, I just argued all but Kimbrel. I just argued all but Kimbrel. How's that, Greg? Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Steady the course as usual. You're going to hit the iceberg.
You know
what? The same way that he did.
You think you know the game. Let me tell you, get a how-to book.
Okay,
get a how-to book.
You know
what? Blame the manager. You know what?
You don't know my background. You don't. I worked for a professional organization for 20 years.
Okay, great.
Be quiet.
You had one mistake. You identified. I listened. You identified one mistake. They don't have enough good players to do what you have to do in today's game of baseball. Learn the game, big guy. Ken, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Long-time listener.
Yeah,
I did not, collect the garbage for a minor league baseball team for 20 years, so I'm not going to get into
that. Yeah, he gives me – well, why aren't you still working for him? Give me a break. If you were good enough to be good enough, you'd be good enough.
We have an NFL game, 28 hours away today.
Yeah, I'm done
with a game that happened, 3 days ago.
A lot of people aren't, and I understand that.
Yeah, I went to bed when Alec Boehm splintered his own bat in frustration. The series was over, and it was time to move on to the Eagles.
The only thing in the lineup that you need to change is the top of the order to put some speed up there to play the game the way it was meant to be played and to put pressure on the other team, which the Phillies don't do, and that has got to change. As far as moving one guy in the order, put Realmuto 4 instead of Boehm. Who gives a flying you-know-what? Give me a break.
Well, I called to talk about the Eagles, and I wanted to address the Bijan crowd that was driving the Bijan train through here in April that has now come out to drive the Derrick Henry train, like running backs are difference makers in the NFL because this is fantasy football. This isn't real football. But I have to address something else.
Yeah, Derrick Henry, by the way, is not 100% is not coming here, and 100% I agree that he should not come here. All right, they don't need that type of run. Who are you going to take off the roster? What are you going to put Derrick Henry to run 20-25 times? Change your whole offense? Get the hell out of here!
I'm in favor of as many good players as we can have. I'm all for it, but running backs they're running backs, right? But what I have to address is the earlier caller, who I will not name, but has been for some reason turned into a celebrity on this radio station, calling Nick Sirianni an idiot.
I know. Well, Chuck is an idiot for saying that Nick Sirianni was an idiot.
If he had any credibility at all, which he doesn't, at least not in my mind, he just lost it all. All the guy does is win football games. And oh, by the way, all the boy geniuses out there, the Shanahans and the McVays and the McDaniels of the world, all he's done is beat them. And all he does is win football games. We have a really special head coach here. And nobody seems to want to embrace that, and nobody seems to want to accept it because he's a little quirky and he's a little different. You know, he's not like – he doesn't fit the –
He's got a personality. Is there anything wrong with that?
He's a human being. Yeah, he's a human being. You know. But
he enjoys what he does to – and he shows it. Let's put it that way. You know, not all head coaches, for the most part, enjoy what they do, but they show they enjoy what they do.
We're going to kill the guy because he smiles on the sidelines?
Oh, like, yeah,
it's,
please.
It's a game. It's a game. He's having fun. I want the guy to have fun. You hit all the points, Howard. His players love him. He's connected to the players. He's got their buy-in. He's connected to the city. And, you know, you can't in one breath say that the players win the game when you're talking about the head coach. You can't say, well, the head coach doesn't get any credit for that because the players win the game. Yeah, and then the next breath say that the defensive coordinator, not the players, is responsible for how well the defense plays.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's either one or the other.
The other. I know,
and
I agree.
These people that jump on Nick Sirianni, man, they just I don't get it. But, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? There's certain fans, as we had with our last caller, thinks he's an expert. He's an expert. All right. The only mistake that I think that Rob Thompson made is bringing in Kimbrell. But he didn't have much to go to. That's part of the issue. But that's a mistake. I identify, yes, Kimbrell sucks. All right? And that's a mistake. And he should send out the invitations for his retirement party as soon as possible. But
they scored a grand total of 3 runs in the last.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Stop. I mean, you're going to move one guy in the lineup. That's going to change things. Oh, great. That's great. Wonderful. And you're going to put Pache in there. We haven't even seen Pache. You don't even know what Pache can do right now. What are these rocket scientists? That guy thinks he knows the game, but should understand better the game. All right? Let me just point that out.
If your season hinges on Christian Pache, you're already in deep trouble.
Christian Pache, it's like, you're going to bring Mickey Mantle in the lineup. What, are you kidding me? What a joke. What a joke. Hey, most crushing moment in Philadelphia sports.
Well, I go back a little further than some people listening. 1980, Bob Nystrom just killed me. Overtime.
He was offsides.
Well,
wasn't that the play? He was offsides?
Well, the play that was offsides was earlier in the game when
Dennis
was offsides by 5 feet right in front of Leon Stickle.
Okay.
That was crushing, too. But, that crushing moment led to the most crushing moment.
Yeah.
They set a record for the longest unbeaten streak in the history of professional sports in 1980. And then they had it just ripped away from them.
Yeah, right. That was 33 games, I think, right? 33?
35.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thanks, Ken.
You got it.
Take care. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I'm just great, Joe. I've never had a bad day in my life, and I'm just trying to help people understand. Understand, I've been doing this for a long time. I talk to a lot of people to try to understand what I may not understand. But some people think they got it all figured out. That's all right. That's why we have WIP Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, Howard, it was a no-brainer. This year, they should have had Turner and Stott up the top. And, and having Stott hit five, that's not the spot for him. But, you know, what you were saying, what really got me in reference to Dombrowski and Topper was, like you were just saying, about picking Kelly out after 6. But they had a traditional bullpen. Right, these two teams that are in the World Series, they have a closer, a setup man, and a seventh inning guy, and we don't have that.
Yeah, their bullpen has got to improve, and they know that. I mean, I'm not telling them something they don't know.
Yeah, but you know what he was doing, and he did that last year with Alvarado, and he did it this year, bringing these guys in, like Hoffman, in the fourth inning to face one batter when you don't. It's like. You can pay me now or pay me later. You know, if you get him out of that inning, you know, then you don't have – then you got a problem come late. And the fact that we had two dominant, you know, our 1-2 pitchers are the best in the series now. And they carry this, you know, they carry this through the Marlins. They carry this through Atlanta. Wheeler got us 2 in the NLCS. And Aaron got his 1 and fell short. And I blame also Real Muto
calling games. You know, with that young kid Kirkring, you know, they had him in there. They had 10 games at the end of the year that they could, even if they were going to use him in the playoffs, to use him even more in those 10 games. I think he pitched three times. But why does why did Realmuto keep calling for the slider? This kid's not going to shake him off, you know, the throw a fastball.
Yeah, I mean, Realmuto, and I don't, not as much this year. In the past, there were some pitchers that weren't excited about him catching the way he called pitches, but that didn't lose the game for him either. You know, they had there's a guy that didn't even pitch in the major leagues until what, the last month of the season,
right?
But that's because they don't have anybody. They have got to, and they may have some guys in the minor leagues, but they have got to fix the bullpen.
Right,
absolutely,
yeah.
Positively. All right.
Howard, you know about the bedlam at the bank, you know, in the last few years. Well, this ain't the first time that the Philly fans it had something to do with the determining the game.
Well, let me tell you.
1977, 65,000 people at the Vet.
Well,
and
yeah.
Bert Hooten gets
yeah, he got rattled
in.
I don't think we've seen in the playoffs. I don't think the home field makes as much of a difference as people think.
Yeah.
I mean, people are winning on the road.
Once you don't get the lead and things aren't going your way, and that would be my game.
But that wasn't a crushing moment, though.
Well, no, not the crowd. The Danny Ozark not putting Jerry Martin in that he'd done all year, and he's saying,
yeah,
"Here's what it is."
Replace Lozinski in left field.
Well,
that's
Luzinski,
John McNamara kept Buckner in at first base, and ended up losing the World
Series. Luzinski's coming up, right? But you don't play that way.
No,
you're playing so there isn't a bottom of the ninth inning, you know. And that was and then they lost the game in the rain. Carlton against Tommy John to finish out the series, you know?
Yeah, it was tough. So, all right, hey, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. I guess, you know, people have their opinions, but I was just trying to figure out, you know, when is Pache going to be a Hall of Famer? Because since he would have made the difference, Pache instead of Rojas, he's destined for the Hall of Fame because, you know, caller just thinks that makes the difference. Pache for Rojas, great. Genius. What a genius. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phones. There's an idiot on the other side, but we got to deal with that too. Harden for Simmons. In a heartbeat, no, not in a heartbeat, because your heart would stop, but it's still, how sick is that? That's how bad things are with James Harden, that you'd actually have to think about trading Harden for Simmons. What a joke. All right, we'll get back to the phones. Mark Lawrence at 940. Take a look at the weekend football. Time now here at the Borgata Sportsbook. Fabulous, sensational Borgata is 921. Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room. Big poker tournament this weekend, too. Big blackjack tournament. Blackjack tournament. Where great in the poker room, great lucky cards, great lucky seats, all kinds of good things going on in the poker room. But there's a blackjack tournament this weekend. Excitement is waiting, and you're only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants. They're terrific. Exciting bands, live music, and great name entertainment. And a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. It's a great place. Giveaways, all kinds of good. It's the best, not just in Atlantic City, but on the East Coast. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out. Here's the website. TheBorgata.com for more details. 94 WIP here at the Borgata on a Saturday morning. Eagles tomorrow. We'll see what Mark Lawrence thinks about the Eagles Washington. All right. It's time for another loser on the air. And that loser would be Captain Nitwit Dope Cowboy. Yeah, you're up.
Little buffoons and idiots.
Okay, all right, good.
All right, first let me try for the gift card. I believe it was 93-94. Eagles are going in for the game time touchdown. Get the ball at the 6-yard line. Randall Cunningham throws a 94-yard pick six to Darren Woodson to win the game. Steelers for the Cowboys. Beautiful, beautiful play. I loved it. That's just, that's the winner right there.
Okay.
But second, let me address up. Seth Joyner has forgotten more football than you'll ever know.
Well, and okay.
I will respect Seth Joyner.
No, he's forgotten more football than I know. Yeah. And that's a true statement because he's forgotten everything. You know, the game's changed. That's why to debate Seth Joyner when he doesn't understand the way the game's played today.
Now, I'm not a Phillies fan, but baseball has changed. It's all about the long ball. How come football can change, but baseball can't change?
Right,
nobody anymore.
Okay.
Nobody does that. Now,
well,
one thing
how did
I
Arizona win the game? How did Arizona beat the Phillies?
They hit the ball. They didn't hit
They stole. They had some bunts.
Okay.
They put the ball in play. You're an idiot. Beat it. All right? Beat it. You're an idiot. All right? I'm done with that. I'm not going to waste my time with somebody so stupid. All right? Bam, you're on WIP.
Yo, King, what's up, man?
You tell me.
I'm glad you got rid of that idiot, man.
What a loser. I didn't waste my time with him.
Yeah. but the real reason, I think the Phillies lost because, you know, of game four with Kimball coming in.
Yeah, Kimball was a mistake. We understand that. He was a mistake. The problem is there was not a lot in that bullpen. That is some we realize now. If you're only going to let him pitch 5 or 6 innings, you have got to have a better bullpen. It's that simple.
You're right. And I got a question for you. Well, you know, you might, like I said last week, I told you, you was a mentor for me in the fourth grade. So I agree with
glad
you.
Glad I could help somebody.
Yep. And I agree with you more than anything. If we go through with that debate with you and Seth, you definitely win. Who brings a whiteboard to the radio?
Yeah, well, what a stupid comment. You know, that was so foolish. You know, it's not, you know, oh, yeah, you got personal. I didn't get personal. It was a foolish comment. He's running the football more, and I got numbers that don't support what he says. It's just the game's changed, and you've got to adapt. The game has changed. I'm not saying don't run the ball at all, but he's so over the top, and it's all about – stop. I mean, it's just give me a break. Give me a break.
You've been a broadcaster more than he's played football.
Yeah, he's not a broadcaster. I'm a broadcaster, all right? He's a football player. Yeah, so you know, stay in your lane, big guy.
my thing with the Eagles this year, I think the game Sunday is going to be 35-3.
There's no way. You can't. Come on, man. You can't have that. It's not going to be that one-sided.
It might be. Yeah. Now we got that kid Breyers. I think so.
Well, yeah, I don't think the Redskins are going to score a lot of points. But if there's one quality for them, it is their defense.
Yeah,
it is their defense.
But my question for you, Ray.
Yeah.
This Eagles play the Redskins or whatever they call now.
Yeah, the Commanders, right?
Yeah, whatever they call now, they're playing Sunday, right?
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock, but remember, I'm not a kid. I'm not a Sixers fan. I'm a Kings fan. But Sixers home opener is this Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you think Harris is going to fly?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I mentioned this the other day on the air. The other night on the air. If he comes to the Sixers game, because you know he'll be at the Washington Eagles game. If he comes to the Sixers game and sits in that front row in his seats, he will get destroyed by those fans. It would be absolutely total lack of common sense. But it wouldn't surprise me that Josh Harris has a total lack of common sense. Would not surprise me. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
As far as your trade, I don't want either one of them.
You are the right. But who would you want less?
Probably Harden.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's, it's as pathetic as that sounds. You'd want Harden less.
And as far as your Phillies with the fall lineup, you know, I think the Texas Rangers are basically the Phillies of the American League.
No, what they did, here's what they did last night. And they hit home runs, but they also get base hits. They also put the ball in play. They had two gappers last night. I think it was two that drove in runs. That's important. That's important.
You got to do that too. I mean,
no, they don't. They're brutal with men in their playoffs. Brutal with men in on base. Brutal. No, brutal and capitalize every one of those letters. Brutal.
No, they've had games where they had five.
Oh, yeah, great. Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
But, I mean, the Texas Rangers depend on a home run. They were fourth in the major leagues in home runs.
Yes, but they also have guys that get base hits. They don't score. The Phillies can only score with home runs, but the Rangers score both ways. And, yes, they have a well-rounded lineup that can hit home runs, but they also put men on base, score with men on base, get base hits with men on base. That's not what the Phillies do. That's just not what the Phillies do.
The Rangers, they had an up and down season too. They had seven.
They lost two pitchers, didn't they? Lose two pitchers. They lost to Grom and somebody else. They lost a lot of players.
Yeah.
But they were good at the beginning of the year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then.
Yeah. And Arizona was good in the middle. Arizona's not a bad team. They play the game, the way baseball used to be played, with speed, base hits, stealing bases. Nobody wants to bunt anymore, but they bunt. They do a lot of different things.
That's Arizona. Yeah.
Yep.
That's why they're there.
Yeah. All right, your crushing moment in Philadelphia sports.
The last game at the Vet, Jarevicius' 71-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, somebody already had that.
Oh, did they? All right, how about the Bryce Pop hurting Randall Cunningham on the first series of that year?
And that was against which team was that?
I forget who it was. Bryce Pop was the one who injured Randall. The Eagles were going to go to the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, well, we thought the Eagles were going to go to the Super Bowl a lot of years. All right, thanks for the call. We thought they were going a lot of years. All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for entertaining us, you know.
I'm here to try to educate, too. Educate is a strong word. I'm trying to help you understand. That's all.
Yeah, I guess that's the psychology degree you have. So thank you very much for putting up with our knuckleheadness.
Knuckleheadness, that's a good word.
With the Phillies, this reminds me of the 80 Phillies where they brought in Dallas Green to win the World Series, and that's what I think they need to do. This guy's good, but...
Okay, so who are you going to bring in nowadays? I mean, really, Rob Thompson right now is the best manager for this team.
Yeah, I don't know who, but I lived through that 77 through 83 campaign, and, you know, this reminds me of that, but whatever. But listen,
yeah, a little strong.
With the Eagles, you know, in the beginning of the year, with him bringing in two new coordinators, I was thinking, we're lucky if we're 5-5. The fact that where they're at and what they're doing, this guy's a great coach. This guy, he gets it, man. It's amazing. I can't believe, and I think they overlooked the Jets because of the Dolphins.
Well, the Jets' defense is good, and I don't know if they over, but it turned out, and you know what's amazing? They had three turnovers. They were -3, and they still almost won the game. And then the fourth turnover is what lost the game for them. It's crazy. But they got to be better with the turnovers. All right, your crushing moment in Philadelphia sports.
I'm going with the passing of Jerome Brown.
Yeah, I want to stick to, play rather than a death.
Okay. Well, then I'm going with McNabb throwing up in the Super Bowl, and that was the end of
Well, the turnovers didn't hurt. McNabb throwing up. I'm telling you, it's just crazy. There's so many other moments. I'm going to try to get some more in after we talk to Mark Lawrence. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Sportsbook here at the Borgata on the 10 o'clock. And then, who is it, Glenn and Mike Sielski on at 10 o'clock? Okay. And they'll be at 10 o'clock. The time now is 9:37. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar or casino business, and you're looking for a point-of-sale system, There's one place you can go, a place that makes a difference, called PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. They offer everything. Mobile POS, self-serve kiosks, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty and delivery management, and the best, when I say the best, I mean it, the best service and support in the industry. I've heard from a lot of businesses who use PDQ. They are terrific. PDQ POS is not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, and money. So you can, what you can do is you can focus on what really matters, your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team, and they're very, very, very good at what they do, will create a custom game plan to fit your individual business needs. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and go all in with PDQ Signature Systems. Signature, schedule, everything. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com. If everyone could do it, everybody would do it. You know who's big in that? Landon Dickerson is so big. And then Kelsey kind of connects with him. It is a crazy, the tush push is a crazy, crazy play, and it is successful. If everybody could do it, it would do it. All right, let's take a look at the weekend football, and to do that is Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you doing?
Oh, it's another day in paradise here, Mark. still wallowing in that Phillies awful loss. The Sixers are irrelevant, and other than that, everything's great. Everything's just hunky-dory, just great and wonderful. Couldn't be better. I mean, it couldn't be better.
It could be worse. You could have been. We could be living in Arizona and backing the Diamondbacks in a tough loss they took last night.
Oh yeah, that is brutal. But you know, there are. It seems like they're a resilient team, but we'll see. All right, let's take a look at the college football first. Who do you like?
I'm gonna look at two rested dogs. That are coming off losses, both have revenge, and coming off straight-up favorite losses, now they're going to change the roles. First is Kentucky. They're going to take 3.5 points against Tennessee. Kentucky plays with 44-6 revenge from last year. That's very meaningful. They're terrific as home dogs with revenge, and you got Tennessee. I love the mental approach that they'll go onto the field with. They blew a 20-7 halftime lead against Alabama last week and got outscored 27-0 in the second half. I don't think they'll show up until the second half of this football game. I really don't. I like Kentucky plus the 3.5 there.
All right, who else do you like?
The guy's Kansas, taking 9.5. I'm a big Lance Leipold fan, the head coach there. He's absolutely terrific in his career at home, where he's 29-10 to the spread, 12-1 if his team is 700 or better. You've got Oklahoma. Coming in here just 1-5 to the spread in the series, but they've got Oklahoma State on deck in that big Bedlam series here. They might be a little bit more focused toward that than they will be Kansas here, and if they are, it's a big mistake here. I like Kansas plus the 9.5.
Is there anybody coming off a big win that you think could have a letdown this week?
Yeah, I think for certain Virginia. I mean, my goodness, you know, they upended North Carolina last week as a big, huge 20-point dog. In that football game, I think it'll be real, real difficult for that football team to get back up this week, feeling awfully good about themselves. They're going to go out here in this football game today at Miami of Florida, who won a football game that perhaps they shouldn't have, but come back real big. So I'd lay the points with Miami if I had to do anything and fade Virginia.
All right. What are the odds of James Franklin being up by 26 points? The number is, what, 31.5? And he runs a hurry-up offense to score a touchdown to cover the number.
Even money, Howard.
He's such a fraud. He's such a fraud. Oh, my God. What a terrible, terrible coach. And to do that to other teams is despicable and disgraceful. All right. That's who James Franklin is. All right. Let's go. I was so happy he lost last week. It kind of put him in his place with a pathetic offense. All right, let's look at the pros. Who do you like?
I'm going to say both teams are going to be going to Germany next week, and I think it's really difficult for teams that go to London. Now Germany is kind of like a new place to go to, in a sense.
Yep.
I heard an interview with Patrick Mahomes on NFLRadio.com, and all he talked about was looking forward to going to Germany, not about the Broncos game and so forth and whatnot. I think Denver coming back in a right-back rematch. They only lost 2 weeks ago to the Kansas City Chiefs. And Kansas City has this huge tendency to play down to the level of opposition. They win so many games by less than a touchdown. I think Denver plus the points is really attractive in that football game.
Okay. Who else do you like?
The other guy is, while the world's going to fade New England because they won their game, I'll be on the Patriots in this football contest here. Miami's also going to Germany next week. Miami has got a boatload of injuries. They're offensive guard, left guard, and left tackle are out for this game. Numerous injuries on defense here. They're going to Germany as well. And now you got New England off the schneid here, taking points against a division team. I got to grab up all the points with the Patriots as well.
Yeah, and what's that number? I'm looking for it here. What's that number for the Patriots?
Well, we're seeing 9.5. It's going to inch back up to double digits by Sunday. It opened up 11.5, went down because of the Miami injuries, but it's going to crawl up, and we'll be able to take doubles on Sunday.
Do the Packers really stink?
Well, they're not good. They're not good. And I think it's an ideal spot for Minnesota here. And if you feel Green Bay is a fraud, and I sort of do, this is a nice spot here right there for Minnesota. They're back on win track here. This division is wide open for them to take advantage of. I think it's a real nice spot for Minnesota, especially Cousins feeling pretty good off that Monday night performance.
So you like Minnesota?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, and the Eagles. Now, the number, I think we all know the Eagles are going to win. I don't know what the money line is, but it can't be cheap. But the Eagles in a lot of places now are 7. It's a big number to cover on the road, and I know kind of where you're going to go here. Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to take the points with Washington here. A big division game. You got a 7-point division home dog. You know, that's really difficult to overcome. And you've also got, I think, Philadelphia. When they come into a game that they won as a favorite and they're taking on an opponent that coming off of a loss as a favorite, they're just 2-9 to the spread. I just think there's a lot for Washington to play for in this football game, and Philadelphia, I think, likely will not put up their best effort in this game. I think they win the game. They get out of Dodge alive, but I got to play the points with Washington.
Yeah, and they got a big game with Dallas next week.
On top of it, exactly.
Yeah, here in Philadelphia. Is there a total that kind of jumps out at you?
Well, you know, I think you got to look back to the unders here. I know they were a little bit disappointing last week, but I think you got to get back to the unders here. And you might look at the Jaguars and the Steelers here. Jacksonville is a football team that's a bit of a fraud, but they're winning games but losing stats. Pittsburgh's always been a fraud all season long. I don't know where Pittsburgh's offense comes from. I think they could stop each other in a football game like that. I'd probably stay under that total.
Okay. All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777 or on the internet at playbooksports.com. Mark, you have a great week, and let's look for James Franklin to run a hurry-up offense to cover the 31.5.
That would be a great prop, Howard.
Yeah, it would be. Well, I'll ask him to put that up here at the Borgata Sportsbook.
That'd be cool.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, be well.
It's great, James Franklin. All right, I got to roll through these because we got to get out of here. Your crushing moment in Philadelphia sports to try to win that $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, great place for food and watching games and all kinds of good stuff there. Pete, what do you got?
What's up, King?
You tell me.
It's another beautiful day.
All right.
So listen, I was 10 rows behind the net, 2010, and the goal that nobody saw, you could have heard a pin drop.
Patrick Kane.
Blackhawks started to celebrate.
Patrick Kane.
The goal that nobody saw. It was devastating. It reminded me of watching the Diamondbacks celebrate on our field when the Blackhawks got to celebrate on our ice. It was crushing.
I was talking about that with my producer back at the studio, Ben Kenny, about nobody's mentioned Patrick Kane. That lost the series.
Yes.
I know. That's actually a good one, Pete. You got a chance there, big guy. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's see if we can get something else going here. Lenny, you're on WIP.
Good morning.
Morning. All right. What's your crushing moment?
Trading Reggie White.
Yeah, that's you can't use that. It's just that was a crushing moment. We're not going to use that. And that was a mistake, obviously. Drew, crushing moment.
Someone already said Joe Carter.
Yeah, that was the Mitch Williams thing. Yes.
Okay. Well, then how about the Rondae Barber pick?
They said that, too. Let's go to Mark. You're on WIP.
I don't know if this was said, Howard. 1981, up 3-1 against the Celtics, losing game 7, blowing a 3-1 lead, losing game 7 at the Garden in Boston was crushing.
Yeah, that actually is a good one, Mark. All right, we got a decision to make here. All right, Ben, we kind of had a choice, but I'll say what jumped into the mix is the Patrick Kane goal against the Flyers. That was a crushing moment. But we had talked about Mitch Williams giving up that home run to Joe Carter. You know what? I think that's just a little bit more crushing because it was a home run. Patrick Kane is close. What do you think?
I'm with you. I am told that the Mitch Williams home run was crushing. I unfortunately was not alive to see it.
Well, that's right. You should have been. But I can't help you with that. But I was there. And trust me, that was just incredible to see that. And I remember the year before I was on the air and Mitch Williams and I almost went at it in the locker room because he was pissed at me. I said I would never sign Mitch Williams to a multi-year contract because a reliever that throws fastballs could go at any time. That was his second year of the contract, and he did go at any time. And Mitch and I get along fine now, but he understands. It was just me expressing an opinion. But, okay, so that is Ron in Monco. Is that where he's from?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Ron, congratulations. You win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. You'll love it. They have locations in Horsham, Lionville, Fort Washington. They're all sensational. Food's great. The experience is great because you watch all the games. You have a good time. You'll really, really love it. And congratulations winning the $100 gift certificate. All right, we'll close out the show before Glenn and Mike Sielski. And this will be the final time, as far as I'm concerned, to hear this song because it will be over. Go ahead, Ben. By the way, Ben Kenny back at the studio and Mike Angelina. And I'm sorry, we have a new guy here. Mike, just tell me his
name.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Let's roll it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.